Good evening. I'd like to welcome you all to the concert tonight. We're very fortunate at Holden and different people come through here and there to make our lives much more enjoyable. And as you know, today we had As You Like It, which was really fun, but tonight we get a music treat. And with us tonight is the Prevailing Winds Trio. And the trio is made up of three people. The other day I was saying, how many were in the group? And someone said, it's a trio, Sarah. Okay, so with our trio, we have Marlene Weaver, who is on bassoon. We have Janine Shigley playing flute, and Catherine Ledbetter Taylor on the oboe. So let's welcome the Prevailing Winds Trio.
That performs on a regular basis. There is not a great deal of literature for this combination, so a lot of what we do, we borrow from pieces written for other instruments and arrange it for our own group. So a lot of the pieces you'll hear tonight will be our own arrangements, and the very first piece is one of those. It's three American folk songs. It was composed by an Australian oboist by the name of Graham Towning. He's a very young man of about 35 and has a really unusual sense of humor, as you'll hear in this piece. It's got three short movements, sorry about that, a Dichromatic Dixie, Blue Betsy, and Yellow Rose. This was originally composed for two oboes and English horn, so our bassoonist is going to have a little work playing in the upper register. This is an Australian's view of American folk songs.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
It's a very well-known piece by Johann Sebastian Bach. It's taken from his orchestral suite number 3, and it's known as the air for the G string. And as you can imagine, this is another string piece, so we'll be imitating strings.
Going out of turn. But the next piece is by Francois Duvienne. He wrote a lot of music for the flute, trios and quartets, lots of duets. So this is real flutey and fast. It was originally written just for two flutes, but there was a bass part added. And we will be playing Sonata Number 1. First movement is Allegro, and the second movement is a Rondo.
I violated that rule in this next piece. None of the parts are comfortable. It's taken from a wonderful piano work by a composer by the name of Enrique Granados. And it's the work is entitled 12 Spanish Dances, and this is one of the 12. And it caught my attention because the parts on the piano are written out into three separate parts, as well as seeming to fit our range, sort of. So it seemed very easy to write out the parts. So This is the Oriental dance from the 12 Spanish dances by Enrique Grimal.
Thank you.
Thank you.